And we're back with Total Information AM. Good morning. I'm Megan Lynch. We've got more coming up this morning. Thane Rosenbaum is going to join us at 8:50 to talk about the jury selection process in the retrial of former Louisville detective in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor. That's coming up this morning at 8:50. Now, though, we're going to talk about the plans to revamp a pediatric mental health campus in Webster Groves. Those plans continue to get pushback from nearby residents. We recently spoke with some of those opponents of the project, and this morning we're going to hear from the organizations behind the project. Joining me now in studio is Trish Lalo, president of St. Louis Children's Hospital, and Lindsay Stevenson, president of KVC Missouri. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's start first with what the actual proposal calls for, because I think there has been some misinformation in the public about this. So I don't know who wants to start, Trish or Lindsay, whoever wants to start. Great.
Absolutely. Megan, thank you for having us. We are really proud of this project that we're putting forward. I think it would be helpful to provide a little bit of context around how the project came to be to help your listeners understand more. So St. Louis Children's Hospital has been a proud part of our community for the last 145 years. We provide world-class care to kids from St. Louis and around the region. And what we know is that mental illness among kids has been growing as a concern for many years now. And we also know that there aren't enough care options in the region for children and their families. And so BJC and St. Louis Children's Hospital decided that we needed to do something bigger for the region to meet the needs of kids and their families. And so we actually conducted a comprehensive nationwide search for a partner specializing in mental health services, so that we could build out a world-class continuum of care for kids and their families. We actually traveled the entire country looking at different partners and facilities. We looked at some of the country's leading mental health providers, and we came away with the fact that KVC and KVC Missouri are by far and away the best partners to build out that full continuum of care. And Lindsay, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the project specifically so we can help listeners better understand what we're proposing here.
Yeah, I think that's a good summary. If I can share a little bit about KVC and sort of our expertise and then the project, I think that would help set the groundwork. KVC Missouri is a leading provider of mental health, comprehensive mental health care and child welfare services in the state of Missouri. We have over 20 locations statewide, and we're part of a health system. So our health system has over 60 locations across the Midwest, and we're in five different states. And one of our health system sisters, Camber Children's Mental Health, has three hospitals currently in Kansas, and we're scheduled to open our fourth Children's Mental Health Hospital in December 2024, and that's in partnership with Kansas City-based Children's Mercy Hospital. So we have a real expertise, like Trish said, in providing this type of care and have provided this type of care for more than 50 years. So the project is really really focused on replacing existing buildings on our campus. So we're getting rid of some aging and buildings that haven't been used for a long time, and building a state-of-the-art inpatient children's mental health hospital. And then we're also renovating and redesigning one of our other facilities for outpatient services. So we really, like Trish mentioned, we're really looking to offer the full continuum of care. And then on that campus currently in Webster Groves, we offer K through 12 therapeutic academic services for youth with autism and other mental health needs. And then we also have additional community-based services. So we've got a really broad continuum on that campus. And so we're really excited about the hospital project, and it's, we're really working on thoughtful design and construction where we're really keeping in mind wellness, safety, and security.
Let's talk about that safety and security piece, because as you know, this is something that the residents around there in their opposition to this have talked about. A number of police calls to the location. Of course, they've highlighted the death of a nurse that was determined by OSHA to be accidental. Mm-hmm. You know, they've flagged all those things, and even some patients of the facility getting into the neighborhood as reasons why they really don't want expansion of this site. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question for sure. And I think that, you know, the neighbors and the campus have a significant history, right? So it's justifiable. And I know that there have been, you know, various things that have happened that are scary. And so really when KVC took over in April 2023, knowing some of this backstory, we really were intentional about the safety and security measures that we implemented immediately. And we have really spent the last more than a year trying to make sure that safety and security for our staff and for our kids and for the neighbors is top priority. And when we talk about this project, what I would share is that, you know, there was residential on the campus previously. And when we took over in April 2023, we really had to be thoughtful and intentional about what does this next step for the campus look like? What makes the most sense for the kids in the community? What makes the most sense for the neighborhood? And so we really did try to be thoughtful and intentional about what we put forward from a safety and security perspective, and also really focusing and highlighting on what kids really need. I mean, when we talk about inpatient mental health hospital, that's life-saving care. That is, I mean, suicide is the second leading cause of death for children right now. And so we're talking about saving lives and taking care of kids. And so it is really a project that we're very passionate about.
Trish, let me ask you something, because this is a quote from Michael Garcia, who's kind of turned into the spokesperson for the neighbors there. And he said, KVC is trying to frame this issue as a choice between supporting and opposing mental health services. But that simply is not the case. How would you respond to that?
First of all, I can appreciate how neighbors are feeling, mm-hmm. right? They are scared. They've had past experiences Definitely. With past owner operators of that property, which are no longer in business. I would say that this is really about ensuring that we're meeting the needs of kids of the region. The thing I love about Webster Groves is it is a welcoming and caring community. And it is one on which that property, we have been able to deliver services to kids for 150 years. I do think, Megan, that you raised a really important point that I wanted to just touch upon. This, in our mind, this is not expansion of the campus. This is actually slightly repurposing of the campus, building a new facility, but not actually expanding the number of kids that are served on campus. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important point, because I think it's a common misconception that we are expanding and going to grow this campus bigger than what it was. That is not the case at all.
So for those concerns, which it sounds like this, one of the primary concerns is security and safety, what's going to happen as far as, you know, once that building is built, you know, and things are renovated, you know, what's the staff training and what's the security going to be like on site to ensure that the residents of the facility are safe, the patients are safe, and that the residents of the surrounding neighborhood are safe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm happy to share. I mean, I think that, you know, safety and security are and how we care for kids is sort of at the top of our list, right? And anytime, not just because we're in this neighborhood, but anytime we're operating a hospital services. So we've got extensive training that our staff will receive. We'll have safety and security safety and security monitors. We'll have the state-of-the-art patient monitoring technology. The way that the space is even designed, I mean, down to the light switches, those are all things that we take the most care about thinking through. How do we make sure that this space is safe? How do we make sure that this space is welcoming and healing for kids? And so it is something that we really pride ourselves on. And we have experience. I mean, I shared earlier that KVC has three hospitals currently in Kansas, mental health hospitals that we operate for children. And we're scheduled to open our fourth. And we, every time we open a new facility, we learn and we change and we evolve. And we're really excited and proud to provide the best inpatient care.
Trish, unfortunately, we're out of time. You're still waiting on the zoning approval process. Briefly, you know, how do you bridge the gap with the community to get that approved? And what assurances are you willing to guarantee?
Yeah, it's a great question. First and foremost, KVC Missouri and BJC and St. Louis Children's Hospital are absolutely committed to being good neighbors mm-hmm. and good community partners in Webster Groves. We are working with the city and we are working with experts to make sure that we are not placing undue burden on the neighborhood and on the city of Webster Groves. I will tell you, we have a deep track record, not only in Webster Groves, but also throughout this community at partnering with communities. BJC builds different facilities all over. And so we believe that we have that good track record and we are committed to doing that here in Webster as well.
Thank you so much, ladies. That is Trish Lalo, president of St. Louis Children's Hospital, and Lindsay Stevenson, president of KVC Missouri, joining us on Total Information AM.